That sound contest, powered by Bano Auto Repair.
Second code word of the day is rocks, R-O-C-K-S, in a sentence.
Every time I told my dad I loved him when I was a child, he told me to kick rocks.
Well, that's not very nice.
How do you know I'm your real dad?
That's a good question.
Yeah, your mom was sleeping around.
Oh boy, here we go. Unpacking a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
If you haven't already, text the word rocks and your name to 929292. 90-second rockaholic who does, about to take a swing at $13,100. After this,
it's Jesse and JD's Hell Yes.
Hell Yes.
Powered by Action Furnace.
Brother, with a pitter patter, we get at her. Here to spotlight the people, the stories, the things that deserve a hell yeah.
Let's give a hell yeah to a great local initiative helping at risk. Oh, my God.
It's all that childhood trauma we just unpacked. Go ahead.
At risk youth. It's called Gloves, Not Guns. And it's giving Calgary kids a second chance at life and to do something with themselves and get into physical fitness, which is boxing. I thought this was a great little initiative helping out kids all around Calgary to do so. Looks like they've teamed up with Olympus Boxing Club, which is a club I'm very familiar with. Used to train out of there with not only Chelsea, but both my boys as well. Great people that run that spot. And they're helping out kids in our community. If you want to know more on Gloves, Not Guns, and how you can either help out or maybe get your kid enrolled, text boxing to 929292.
I saw they've been doing like a bunch of outreach work at like local penitentiaries and remand centers too, which I thought was so cool. Hell yeah.
I said give me a hell yeah.
Well, with the playoff chances looking very slim for your Calgary Flames and Calgary Wranglers specifically, how do we not give a hell yeah to the fact that the Calgary Hitmen are now about to get the brooms out on the brink of eliminating the Saskatoon Blades in four clean games, having won last night by a score of 4-1, taking a 3-0 series lead?
Yeah, that's awesome to see that the Calgary Hitmen are doing something playoff-wise in our city, because like you said, might be the only team that's doing so. And, you know, go support those guys. Hopefully we don't have to have a first-round game back at the Dome and they can make quick work of Saskatoon. But as these guys go on, man, like, that's going to be a ticket to get to.
Got
to
give a hell yeah to Anders Miller between the pipes. You know, the Hitmen have looked incredible, and Anders Miller between the pipes has been awesome, making all kinds of saves. And he's the backup goalie, playing a few games here at least. Hitmen are going to try to seal the deal tonight in Saskatoon. If they don't, like you alluded to, Game 5 will be back here at the Dome on Friday. Let's go.
Give me a hell yeah! What? What?
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be $40 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
We're here to protect people.
Officer John Nolan has proven he can keep up with the young cops and the criminals.
Try and stop me.
Nathan Fillion stars in The Rookie.
Let's get this done.
New episode Tuesday at 9, 10 Mountain. Stream next day on Crave.
All right, give me something big.
The Ford It's a Big Deal event is on.
Bigger.
Get a big truck and an even bigger deal.
Love it. Now the details.
Right now, lease a 2025 F-150 STX with the black appearance package from $220 biweekly at 0% APR for 24 months with $4,375 down. That's like $110 weekly.
Now bring it home.
Plus, there's a $750 bonus for eligible Ford owners. Hurry into your Alberta Ford store or visit Ford.ca today.
The Calgary Co-op app is always adding fun new features that offer you more. You can now get rewarded just for shopping with us through our new challenges, like stamp cards. Activate them in the app to earn a stamp every time you purchase a featured product. Fill up your card and get the next one for less or free. Download the app and keep checking back for new ways to save at Calgary Co-op, where members get more. Calgary Co-op app download and registration required.
Don't settle for being on the rate of last resort if you don't have to be. Check your most recent electricity bill. If it says the words rate of last resort on it, then there are likely better options available for you. In fact, you could save hundreds of dollars per year by switching plans. Check your bill, then go to ucahelps.ca to explore your options. You will likely find a better rate and could have hundreds more in your pocket by the end of the year. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Hi. I'm Sean O'Brien, President and CEO of Reliance Home Comfort. Did you know that over 1.3 million homeowners call on Reliance for their water heater needs? With over 140,000 five-star Google reviews and over 60 years of experience, you could say we're water heater experts. Switch to Reliance today. We'll give you up to $1,500 when you rent a new tankless water heater, plus standard installation is included for all your hot water needs.
Call on Reliance.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Born in the heart of the earth, natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Michael, that was positively poetic.
Mother Nature sings diamonds.
Sarah!
Now tell us about created diamonds, Michael.
But...
Welcome home, Sarah.
Did you miss me?
Of course we did.
Where is Michael going?
We need to finish this ad.
Okay, start over. We need to start over.
Born in the heart of the earth, natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Born in the heart of a plasma chamber, created diamonds fall softly like snowflakes from the heart of a star.
A star that shines like true love.
Natural diamonds are earthborn.
And created diamonds are starborn.
Callum, how much is our most spectacular 1-carat starborn?
Just $1,999.
It's good to be home.
This is for you.
Read it to me.
Spitz. Located across from Chinook Center.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Calgary-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
At Papa John's, you get your everyday favorites for just $9.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $9.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Running a small business is tough, now more than ever. Every marketing dollar has to work harder. That's why Canadian businesses trust Constant Contact. With email, events, and social tools, you can reach more customers, drive sales, and see real results. On average, every dollar spent on email marketing returns $36. That's ROI you can count on. Even in challenging times, our all-in-one marketing platform helps businesses grow. See for yourself. Start for free today at constantcontact.ca.
Every April, something magical happens. This isn't just golf. It's the Masters, April 10th to the 13th on TSN. Presented by Mercedes-Benz and the all-new electric G-Class.
CJ92. Traffic.
Traffic has been less than sweet this morning, to put it mildly. Southbound Deerfoot still going slow, I think, right around 130th Ave down in the southeast. Right-hand side is where you'll find that bumper kiss. The area highways have been bad going north, east, and west of the city. Hearing about jackknife semis and just terrible road conditions. So if you got to go, make sure you give yourself some extra time. Let's talk about the Ring Road real quick, too. Stony Trail at 16th Ave Northeast. Got a crash there that'll back you up a little bit. Stony in the northwest. Looks like it's still closed going southbound right around Nose Hill Drive. It's Canadian Tire's big spring tire sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motomaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details are online.
CJ.
Definitely AC/DC.
Rocks.
K92 Name That Sound Contest, powered by Banno Auto Repair.
Six code words over the course of the day here on CJ. When you hear them, you text them to 929292. 90 Second Rockaholic gets to play the game, hopefully name the sound, and maybe win big, big money. Don't take my word for it. Ask Rockaholic Tyler. How are you?
Hi, Jesse and TD. How are you?
We're pretty good. Hey, how we doing?
Yeah, we're doing all right. We're at work. I'm hoping that you decided to take work off today to stay home to play Name That Sound and just look at the bad weather from your window.
No, I'm at work with you guys. I'm still traumatized by what you just laid on is there, Jesse, with your dad. That's
yeah. There was a lot of hours spent on my front porch waiting for him to pick me up.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right.
Love you, Dad. Kick rocks. Yeah. It was a whole thing. But this isn't about me, man. This is about you.
No.
Try to win $13,100. And maybe at the end of this call, win or lose, you could tell me you love me so I can feel that affection from a grown man, okay?
Will do. Win or lose.
Name that sound, buddy. $13,100.
I'm going to say flipping the latch in a toolbox.
It is not flipping the latch in a toolbox, unfortunately.
You know what? I love you guys anyway.
You hear that? He loves you.
Man, I love you too.
I felt like you should have been laying on a couch this entire time. It felt like a therapy session for the last 15 minutes or so.
You're welcome. I'll send you the bill for my therapy.
Oh, now I got to pay for that. Sure.
It's $13,000. CJ Rocks.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate you, man.
See you, dude. Bye. At home, drawing pictures of mountaintops with him on top. Lemon yellow sun, arms raising a beam. The dead lay in pools of maroon below. Daddy didn't give attention, oh, to the fact that mommy didn't care. King Jeremy, the wicked, oh, Lord, he's a world. Jeremy spoke in yesterday.
A harmless little girl. But we unleashed the lion, gnashed his teeth and bit the recess lady's breast. How could I forget? And he hit me with a surprise left. My jaw left hurting. Ooh, dropped wide open. Just like the day. I
nonstop rock.
CJ92
rocks.
Billy Talent's Afraid of Heights. 924, Jesse and JD, now $13,200. Up for grabs as soon as 11 o'clock with Ash, Name That Sound, Sound 2, and the great people at Bano Auto Repair. We still don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to play football next year. Maybe it'll be in the NFL. Maybe it'll be in the CFL.
Yeah, so Bodog, a massive gambling website,
yeah,
has odds up for where Aaron Rodgers will end up playing football next season. And the best odds is for him to play for the Toronto Argonauts.
Yeah, so basically they're saying, like, Russell Wilson went to the Giants. You know, Matt Stafford stayed with the Rams. The Steelers and the Vikings seem to not want to do the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. I think maybe understandably so. And so now they've released odds on where he might go in the CFL if he wanted to venture north of the border, which is an ambitious thought. You know, many have tried it. Very few have done it successfully, right? We've seen a lot of great quarterbacks try to come up here and do the damn thing. What CFL team will sign Aaron Rodgers in 2025? The odds on favor. It is the Toronto Argonauts at minus 120. Next up, the Montreal Alouettes at plus 325. So I don't know why the Argos are the favored horse in this hypothetical race, but they are.
This would be massive. This would sell out every single stadium that he went to in the CFL, everywhere he went. Like, this would be bigger than, you know, Jeff Garcia, Warren Moon, Doug Flutie, Johnny Manziel, all wrapped into one. This would just throw that out the window, and no one would even think about that ever again if Aaron Rodgers came to the CFL. Could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers came to McMahon Stadium, we'd be on Aaron Rodgers' watch the entire week.
I just think there's no way his ego would allow it. Would it? Like, can you pick, based on what we know about Aaron Rodgers, everything we saw in the Netflix documentary, everything we've heard,
we heard
whispered about over the years with him and his sizable ego, can you see a world where he comes north of the border to play Canadian football? I can't.
No, but it's very fun to think about.
It is fun to think about.
Like, imagine Aaron Rodgers sightings on 17th Ave, Aaron Rodgers on Stephen Ave, maybe Aaron Rodgers going to Modern Steak pregame. Like, how cool would that be to have him in our city a couple times throughout the season?
Plus 1,800 odds. 1,800 odds that he ends up being a Calgary Stampeder.
Okay.
The second longest odds, by the way, out of all the Canadian teams. The only longer odds are the Edmonton Elks, plus 2,500. They must not have ayahuasca in Edmonton. That's what that tells me.
You know what? Maybe I can help this out a little bit. Maybe we give Brett the Hitman Hart a call, and maybe Aaron Rodgers is like an undercover Hart fan, and we get Aaron Rodgers to like room and board with Brett while he plays for the Calgary Stamps. Maybe that would just be like a little cherry on top to get him to ink with the Stampeders.
The only way that's going to work is if Brett, again, has ayahuasca or an ability for Aaron to go in a darkness retreat in his basement.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks.
What if I say I'm not just another one of your plays? You're the pretender. I'm Devin.
I'm Mike.
I'm Emma the electrician.
And I listen at work all day.
CJ92 rocks your job site. Sound and Win is coming up this morning at 11 with Ash. Rocks.
We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look
your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Could you chew, Mrs. Robinson? Jesus loves you more than you will know. Oh, oh, oh. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to a candidate's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns to lonely eyes to you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe and Joe have left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
CJ92 rocks non-stop. 60 minutes of non-stop rock.
We'll be right back.
CJ Rock's ZZ Top and Legs, 943. Your friends Jesse and JD, big money on the line just over an hour from now at 11 o'clock with Ash. Play your cards right, your name's Sound too. You get $13,200 for your trouble, Jesse.
Yeah, and all the previous wrong guesses for Name That Sound. Do a little homework. It's worth it. It's $13,000+. All the previous guesses are for you right now at CJ92.com.
This was truly terrible news to get last week. The world's largest dinosaur is going to be leaving Drumheller.
Yeah, they say by the end of 2029, they're going to be removing that dinosaur. And what a staple in Drumheller that is. You know, the dinosaur capital of the world. You've got the world's biggest dinosaur. Something you could pay a couple bucks to go up into, walk up into its mouth and see all of Drumheller. Anytime you go there with the kids, you always got to stop by that thing.
Brother, my dad's from Drumheller originally. So when I was a kid, we were in Drum like every single summer. So I loved it as a kid. My first radio job was in Drumheller, like loved it then. You realize like not only how much dinosaurs mean to that whole community, but how important it is to have a big ass dinosaur. Who do we call?
How about the mayor of Drumheller?
Heather Kohlberg?
Let's give her a ring.
Morning, Heather speaking.
Is this Mayor Heather Kohlberg of Drumheller?
Oh my God, yes it is.
I love small town Alberta where we can just say, hey, we're looking to speak to the mayor of a certain town, and then somebody gives us your personal phone number within seconds.
Yes, that's the beauty of small towns. We're all very connected.
It's Jesse and JD from CJ92. I have been to Drumheller as a tourist many, many times. My friend JD actually used to live and work in your great town.
Oh, wow. What'd you do in our great town?
I worked at Drum FM, may it rest in peace, for about a year upon its launch. And spent about a year in the Dinosaur Valley. I miss it. Honestly, I really do. Drum is such an awesome town. I'll forever be a fan.
Well, we're pretty proud of it.
Listen, you've made the news the last few days, as I'm sure you're aware. Can you tell us more about why the world's largest dinosaur is going away in a couple of years?
Well, first off, I went to the Chamber Annual General Meeting like everybody else. And when it was announced, I was absolutely shocked and taken back. So I ended up calling a special council meeting on the Thursday. That was last Wednesday. Called a special council meeting Thursday. And now we've approved to have a meeting with the chamber and travel Drumheller actually this month, middle of this month. So, yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of it because, you know, it is. I mean, we are the dinosaur capital of the world, known for the world's largest dinosaur. And, excuse me, so I got to, you know, do some homework, find out longevity, structure, everything. So, yeah, it's not something directed by us, let's put it that way.
Now, just to show you, and I already know you know how important that dinosaur is to Drumheller, but, you know, I've probably been to Drumheller 10 times with my family. My kids love going there and checking out all the things you guys have to offer. We have to go to that world's largest dinosaur every single time we go. Mm. And my family originally is from Ontario. When my sister comes out and she brings her young girls, they demand we go to Drumheller just to go up the world's largest dinosaur and take a picture inside its mouth. So you obviously know the importance of that to the city. What's it like walking around town right now? Are people booing you, thinking that you're the one behind taking it down?
Well, you know, initially that's kind of like everything. The council takes it on the chin. However, I think people have really done their homework and realized, first off, it's not our dinosaur. Secondly, we just re-signed a lease with the chamber with a five-year lease with a five-year extension. So obviously it wasn't our intent to do anything with it. So, yeah, I think people at first were blaming us, but I think now they realize that, you know, we were shocked as everybody else, and we're now just trying to figure out how to fix this.
Anything we can do to help? Try to figure out how we can help over here as, you know, long-range fans.
I think the biggest thing is just stay in touch with me, and, you know, they're announcing in 5 years, so there's lots of time and lots of things can change and boards change, councils change, lots of things change. But I think before our term is up in October, we want to have something, you know, in motion to make sure that this isn't just, removed.
You know, we've often seen people in, you know, British Columbia, the hippies, they'll go when they're trying to take down a tree and they chain themselves to it. Mm. JD and I aren't opposed to coming down to Drumheller and chaining ourselves to Tyra's legs.
It's true.
To make sure that she stays standing.
Wouldn't that be a photo op? I mean, I think it was just a total shock to the whole community. Like I say, I kind of was a bit blindsided at the meeting, and, you know, people are saying, you had to know. Well, no, I didn't know. Honest to God, I didn't know. And that's the thing, is where it's kind of frustrating is we just weren't aware. And so I'm hoping we can have a really good conversation with the chamber and get this
solved. You know, just go forward and find a solution.
I know we're not the only ones concerned, you know. Squirt the Skunk and Bicycle, very concerned about what this means for his future. The world's largest pierogi in Glendon, obviously wondering what it means for it.
And, oh, yeah.
The list goes on. So.
Oh, yes. I'm getting calls from Moose Jaw and everything went out to the moose. And
I bet you are.
You guys have my cell number. This is my personal cell, so do not hesitate to call at
any
time.
Oh, we will abuse it.
Yeah, just ask Barry Morishita. We abused his phone number when we had it, too. So.
Yeah, like, the kids want to go to the World's Rail Museum. How do I get tickets?
I know the mayor!
I will never ignore you.
That's more than we can say for a lot of the contacts in our phone.
Yeah.
Please give our love to the Dinosaur Valley, Heather. We appreciate your time.
Okay, take care. All the best.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD.
CJ Mornings!
CJ 92 rocks.
the Talk Back mic on the free iHeartRadio app and talk with us. CJ 92 rocks.
Calgary, an iHeartRadio station, CJ 92.
the CJ92 studio.
Keeping it organized with Sentinel Storage. As Canadian as hockey. Maple syrup and ketchup chips. Buy Canadian. Store Canadian. Try 4 weeks free at sentinelstorage.ca.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. And this time I'm mistaken. For having you, a heart was breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down. Been to the bottom of every bottle. This spot was. Must have been so bad. Cause living with me must have damn near killed me.